A century in the balance. Turkey's foreign policy after the election. An opinion article by Matt Broomfield. Whatever the results of Sunday's crucial runoff election between incumbent President Erdogan and his challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the country will continue plotting a course between Moscow and the Washington-led NATO security alliance. Though the balance would likely swing back towards the West, should Kılıçdaroğlu achieve what looks like an increasingly improbable victory. In Turkish politics, such moves are always contingent and strategic. Moreover, both potential presidents are united in their willingness to use their geostratic location between the two power blocks to their advantage to secure concessions for domestic policies marked by varying flavours of authoritarianism and the repression of minority rights. This strategic alignment has a long precedent. Even confining ourselves to the past century, since the 1923 foundation of the Turkish Republic, we can instantly recognize the same practice of tacking between East and West. Following Soviet support to Mustafa Kemal Atatürk's forces during the Turkish War of Independence, the country remained largely neutral in the run-up to the Second World War, focusing on implementing the Kemalist program of secular, modernizing and progressive reforms, represented as a process of westernization, and on selling chrome to both sides of the conflict once war broke out. Sales of this vital substance, used in the production of material, continued until it became clear that Germany was going to lose, whereupon the Republic made the smart decision to symbolically declare war on both Germany and Japan. This tactical move, made in the dying days of the Reich, allowed Turkey entry into the UN in 1945, and subsequently into NATO, again as a founding member. Turkey stood at the very heart of the Truman Doctrine, the US foreign policy aimed at containing the USSR, often at the cost of propping up regimes equally or far more authoritarian than those they were supposed to oppose, sometimes resulting in atrocities like the genocide of 500,000 alleged communist sympathizers in Indonesia. In the Turkish case, military and economic aid from the USA helped the Republic to weather a series of coups and the growing internal conflict over the Kurdish issue. Naturally, the collapse of the USSR brought rapprochement as the cyclical relationship between the two states entered its warmed phase for half a century. President Erdogan's policy of using his strategic alignment to present Turkey as the only nation capable of brokering agreements between West and East has been well documented. Conversely, his challenger Kılıçdaroğlu has stated he will bring the country more into line with NATO orthodoxy on the Ukraine conflict, scrapping Turkey's controversial Russian-provided missile system, among other measures. Europe and the USA would be happy to see Turkey return to the fold. So happy, in fact, they may well reward Kılıçdaroğlu with re-entry into crucial Western weapons technology, perhaps even the F-35 fighter jet program, from which Erdogan is currently excluded. But nor would Kılıçdaroğlu be likely to make a total break with Moscow. His policy, rather, is the pursuit of equal relations. While seeking energy autonomy to replace Turkey's potential reliance on Russia, he has called for continued economic engagement and opposed calls for the closure of the Bosphorus to Russian warships. While his approach would be more palatable to Washington, it would be marked by the same strategic balancing act which marked the early years of the Turkish Republic. In the same fashion, President Erdogan will continue his own strategy of using his position as an indispensable NATO member to continue seeking concessions for authoritarian measures at home and military measures abroad in the likely event of his re-election. Each candidate will seek to make a distinct break with the recent past, if elected. Obviously, Kılıçdaroğlu will want to distance himself from the predecessor's provocative foreign policy line, while Erdogan will seek to consolidate power still further and ensure that there can be no repeat of his worst ever electoral scare and assert himself as the country's natural and reliable leader. Regardless, whether it manifests as mass deportations to Syria on the one hand, or vote-winning military operations against the Kurds, a pragmatic geopolitics intended to secure and entrench domestic control will remain the order of the day.